Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn a simple, stock device workflow in Ableton Live 12 to modulate a DJ Markey style sub bass line with a vocal, creating that late night roller weight, a solid mono sub in the 4100 HE range with vocal driven mid range motion. Before we begin, add this project note once to your set so you stay focused. Modulate a DJ Markey sub bass line in Ableton Live 12 for late night roller weight. Overview: we're building two bass tracks. A clean low sub and a parallel carrier that gets vocoded by a prepared vocal. We'll use live stock devices, Wavetable or operator, vocoder, EQ8, auto filter, compressor, saturator, and utility, to keep the low end pure while adding vocal texture and movement. Section A. Create the carrier, the clean sub 1. Create a MIDI track and load Wavetable or operator. 2. Set oscillator 1 to a pure sine and drop the octave to -2 or -3 depending on your key for deep sub energy. Keep oscillator 2 off or very low to avoid phasing. 3. Add a simple low pass around 1.52 kHz with low resonance. We want mainly the fundamental. 4. Set the amp envelope to medium sustain and short decay so the sub is steady, not plucky. 5. Program a roller bass line pattern in your track key. Quarter notes with some syncopated 16th variations work well. Set velocities to taste. Section B. Duplicate and prepare parallel carrier 6. Duplicate the MIDI slash sub track so you have two identical tracks. 7. Rename them. Sub low, clean and sub MOD, carrier. 8. On sub low, insert utility, before your EQ, enable mono for frequencies below roughly 150 Hz, then use EQA to keep only about 2090 Hz and cut everything above tilde 100 Hz. 9. On sub mod, insert EQ8 and high pass around 9120 Hz so the very lowest sub energy stays exclusively with sub LOW. Section C. Prepare the vocal modulator Vox MOD 10. Create an audio track and import or record a short rhythmic vocal phrase, short words, /oh/yeah, or chopped phrases. Name it Vox MOD. 11. Clean the vocal. Use EQ8 with a high pass around 120 Hz to remove mud. Add gentle compression about 3:1 ratio. 510 ms attack, 100-200 ms release, so the vocoder sees a steady modulator. Optionally, add a touch of saturator for harmonics, but keep intelligibility first. 12. If you want more rhythmic motion, duplicate the vocal and chop or use auto filter or clip envelopes to create a staccato modulator. Section D. Set up the Ableton vocoder 13. On sub MOD, insert the vocoder device. 14. Open the vocoder's sidechain section. Set audio from to Vox MOD and engage input so the vocoder uses the vocal as the modulator. 15. Start with these vocoder settings, bands, 20-30. 24 is a good starting point. Attack, 515 ms for articulation. Release, 80-220 ms. Try tilde 150 ms for a smooth roller feel. Dry slash wet. Start around 60% and adjust by ear against the clean sub. Ensure the carrier is the external carrier on the sub MOD track. The vocoder will use the track synth as the carrier when sidechained. 16. If the vocoder has a pre-filter for the modulator, emphasize the mid-range 15 kHz for clarity, but don't overboost past about 6 kHz. 17. Check timing and phase alignment. Make sure Vox MOD and sub MOD are synced so consonants and transients line up. Compensate for any recording delay. Section E. Preserve the low end and blend 18. After the vocoder on sub MOD, an EQ8 and low cut below about 90 Hz to remove any low artifacts produced by the vocoding. 19. Group sub LOW and sub MOD into a group named as UB bass. 20. Play utility on sub LOW so the lowest frequencies are mono below tilde 150 Hz, then use a group EQ or multiband dynamics to glue the pair gently. 21. Add gentle compression on the SUB bass group, 2:1 ratio, medium attack around 10-30 ms, release sync to the tempo, to make them sit together. 22. Add a small amount of saturator only on sub MOD to create mid harmonics the vocoder can use. Avoid saturating sub LOW. 23. For subtle motion, put an auto filter on sub MOD after the vocoder with a slow LFO 0.10.5 Hz map to cut off, or automate cutoff manually. Keep movement subtle so you don't thin the sub. 24. In context with drums and kick, pull sub MOD down until the vocoded texture sits under the drums without masking the kick. Sub LOW must dominate the weight. Common mistakes to avoid: don't vocode the entire bass without splitting. That will smear and destroy your low end. Avoid too few vocoder bands. Aim for 1830 for vocal clarity. Don't oversaturate the carrier. Heavy distortion introduces artifacts and phase issues. Level and compress the vocal before the vocoder. Uneven modulator levels give inconsistent results. Keep the low end mono to prevent phase cancellation on club systems. Pro tips and practical nudges: short rhythmic vox or chopped phrases read best for roller movement. Sustained vowels can feel synthetic. Automate dry/wet on the vocoder per section for dynamics. If you need more consonant attack, layer a low-level dry copy of the vocal over the SUB bass hits. Sidechain the SUB bass group to the kick for punch. Save the sub-MOD vocoder chain as an audio effect rack with macros for bands, dry/wet, and cutoff. If CPU gets heady, freeze and flatten sub-MOD after you're happy with the sound. Troubleshooting checklist: if you lose low end, check HP/LP filter cutoffs and phase/polarity between sub-LOW and sub-MOD. If the vocoder sounds fizzy, reduce high content in the vocal, lower saturator on sub-MOD or lower dry/wet. If the vocoder isn't reacting, double-check side-chain audio from his vox MOD and input is engaged. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Make a simple kick plus drum loop. 2. Create a 4-bar wavy-able subline and duplicate to sub-LOW and sub-MOD. 3. Load a 1-2-bar vocal sample, high pass at 120 Hz, and compress gently. 4. Put vocoder on sub-MOD, sidechain from vox MOD, set bands to 24, attack 10 ms, release 150 ms, dry/wet 60%. 5. High pass sub-MOD below tilde 100 Hz, low pass sub-LOW above tilde 100 Hz. Group them. 6. Add slight saturator to sub-MOD and a compressor on the group. 7. Play and balance so kick and sub-LOW remain strong while sub-MOD adds movement. Export a 16-bar loop and listen on headphones and small monitors to verify the low end and clarity. Recap: you now have a clear method. Split the bass into a clean mono sub and a vocoded mid-bass. Prepare the vocal modulator with EQ and compression. Set vocoder bands and attack/release for intelligibility. Remove low artifacts after vocoding and blend with gentle compression and saturation. Practice the mini exercise and then experiment with vocal phrases, band counts, and filter automation to find your own late-night roller voice. Final checklist before you finish: SUB bass group peaks around minus 6 dB. Sub-LOW provides mono energy under 150 Hz. No major buildups masking the kick around 200-500 Hz. Dry/wet, bands, and release automated across sections for dynamics. Save or freeze your sub-MOD as audio if you need CPU relief. That's it. Take a conservative approach. Tweak one parameter at a time and let the bass evolve section by section. Good luck and enjoy crafting that late-night roller weight.